Well, National MP Maggie Barry is vowing to keep fighting the euthanasia bill.
I think many members of Parliament were seduced by the idea that they needed to vote it through to the third reading so that there would be a range of options that would be considered to perhaps put in safeguards to the bill. So the idea that it went through to the third reading was always something that was going to have a lot of appeal to members. We hope that they would take the view, as has been expressed to all of us who are against this bill. We've heard from MPs how uneasy they are, how they don't think this bill is fit for purpose, how many of them don't think it could be salvageable. But on the night, we gained an extra 6 votes. There were at least 12 people who made calls tonight and who I spoke to who have no intention of voting it into past its third reading and passing it into law. So there's a lot of mixed views, I think, still in the House tonight, and a lot of MPs having voted it through, and they've come under sustained pressure to do that. They will be looking at the range of SOPs. As I have said, our group have got more than 120 SOPs that are serious of nature, and that we will put that forward. And when the Committee of the Whole sit on this at the end of July, then we will start a very big fight indeed to ensure that this bill is not passed in the form that it is. And our view still, and I think I speak for us, is that this bill is not fit for purpose nor likely to be.
That's the National MP Maggie Barry. We also heard there from David Clark, the Health Minister, and Dunedin North MP, and also from National's Judith Collins.